It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block. We've been reporting for months now on the desperate financial troubles of the country's most populous state. In California, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is proposing almost $19 billion in spending cuts to help erase the largest deficit any state has ever had. This week, Schwarzenegger unveiled a radical proposal, the complete elimination of welfare assistance. Our story comes from John Myers of member station KQED.
California's welfare-to-work program is known as CalWORKs, and it serves more than 500,000 families across the state, offering temporary cash payments and employment training. This week, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger called for ending the entire CalWORKs program.
I can tell you, if we don't make those cuts, I think that we will face catastrophic consequences because the state will simply run out of money and get insolvent, which we can't afford to do.
Schwarzenegger defended his massive spending cuts as the only way to get California out of what might be a $22 billion hole over the next year. But dismantling the welfare-to-work program only saves $1.3 billion. The state has actually already cut the welfare program CalWORKs over the years to help pay for other parts of government.
CalWORKs has actually been a solution to California's budget problems. It hasn't been the cause.
Gene Ross of the nonprofit California Budget Project says the timing of the governor's proposal couldn't be worse, with the economy making it even harder to find and keep a good job.
If the CalWORKs program were to be ended, we would see a number of parents being forced to leave their jobs because they'd have nowhere to keep their children.
The governor's plan faces stiff opposition and even outrage from members of the state legislature.
What we're really doing here is debating the kind of California that we want for our future. This used to be the golden state. Now it's a sorry state.
State Assemblymember Noreen Evans, the chair of the legislature's Joint Budget Committee, says ending all welfare to work is not the only option.
The governor's made it very clear he'd rather throw women and children out of the lifeboat before he raises taxes.
But for now, Schwarzenegger and his fellow Republicans in the state legislature say a tax increase is off the table. And that means welfare assistance may not be the only part of the social safety net that California has to cut free to balance its budget. For NPR News, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.